one share. You get, so my music is not limited. It's not limited. That's why I'm always collaborating. Right now, like I'm collaborating with a lot of artists. I have Nigerians, I have Zambians, I have Americans. Like you see the song I did with two Americans. No, with an American.
Let it shine.
What's up, people? Sean again. Welcome to the Nuve Live podcast, and I'm Nuve Sean, your host. Yeah, on the show today, I do have. I should say friend of mine, because we've been in talk like for a long time. I don't know if 5 years is long enough, but yeah, I've been in touch with this brother for a long time. He's reached out to me a number of times. I've reached out to him, and we've had several conversations on various numerous topics, and we meet like on different platforms and events, and we discuss a bunch of things. So today, finally, I got the brother on, and we'll be discussing a number of things. So, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce and reintroduce Uncle Wade. Uncle Wade.
Yo, it's Wade in the building. Wade in the building with Nuve Sean. Yep.
Yeah. That's what's up. Let's get it. So, for most people, they might not know how long, like, you've been around. Because the first time, like, you reached out to me, that was, I think, the self-esteem days on that project. And then you had, we talk a lot. 2015, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, around 2015, 2014, there. Around that time. 2015, yeah. 2014, around
there. I think actually recall it. Was it Achievers and Believers? I don't remember the tape exactly, but that's pretty much there.
2015 it was self-esteem.
Oh yeah.
Self-esteem, the album.
That means I have my facts right.
So yeah, self-esteem. Achievers and Believers was around 2013, 2014, like there.
Yeah. Sure. So for those listening, actually, what I'm trying to arrive at is that you've been around, and your catalog is really rich and huge. Because if I offhand, I think you have about like 5 solid projects out there in terms of full length mixtapes and albums.
Yeah. Yeah, it's quite a lot of
music.
Songs, man. Quite a lot of songs, man. Like, hey, I can't even. I don't know how to say, but man, it's quite a lot of stuff. Projects, yeah. Like albums, EPs, mixtapes, singles. Man, it's a lot.
And you know, one of my favorite, I think I've always reached out to you and to let you know, the synesthetic tape.
Synesthetic. Yo.
I don't know why I connect to it a lot, but I loved it for me just being a mixtape, but I felt you were giving us a lot of content, and you know, probably people aren't paying that much attention, but personally, I love that project, and it got me hooked on to you your like your music for a long time, and I don't know, probably that's the reason we still have even this conversation, because I've paid attention to you for quite a long time.
Thank you, man. So, I appreciate it. Actually the synesthetic mixtape, man, it's one of those that I really I like. However, like, you know, being that it's a project that I did in the times when I was still learning production, like, yeah, you know, trying to figure out things on my own and stuff like that. Like, yeah, it's a good project, but like comparing it to what I have right now, yeah, it's okay. Yeah. But I like the project as well, man. I like the project as well, because I was you know, I was trying a lot of stuff, right? Like trying a lot of stuff, experimenting and producing, and you know, yeah.
The part that I like about it is that you were actually very honest on that project.
Yes.
If I listen to the project and I notice that the person is actually so honest about, like, he's not trying to say he's the best out there, but he's presenting you to a project that you should listen to and figure out whether he's the best. And then he's also trying to say, you know what, I can talk about these things. Very few people talk about them. I look at a project like Bagala Alin, I think, you know, Do For You. Then there is that other melodic song. I've forgotten the title.
The same way I'm talking about my brother and whatever, and my sister, things like that, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Hey, yo. Hey, man. It seems you've been watching everything, man.
That's why Nouvelle Live was founded, you know.
It's the story I rarely talk about,
but the new in Nouvelle was to, you know, bring out whatever was new for especially the young and underappreciated. Which I feel is what we are going to talk about later, because your
yes,
forthcoming
man.
Album is on that part.
Yeah, bring it on, man! Bring it on!
So how has the journey been before we dive into you drop Believers and Achievers, Self-Esteem, you drop Synesthetic, you drop Roots, the album.
Yes.
Then you drop some two EPs in between their Loyalty, I think.
Open Curtains. There's Open Curtains. Yes.
And then I think then Loyalty.
I did Emotional.
Emotional, rather, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, Emotional. That was an album. Emotional. Then from Emotional, I was supposed to drop a mixtape. Okay. I was supposed to drop a mixtape. It was called Vibes. It had like 19 songs, and I did not. Okay. Then I dropped Pest Control.
Pest Control.
Yeah, Pest Control. So now from Pest Control, I dropped singles. So now I feel like it's time for an album.
Okay.
A very dope album.
I'm psyched for it.
So
I was trying to say, so how's the journey like been like being a Christian rapper, contemporary gospel artist? You know, I usually do not like to box what an artist can do, but how has the journey been like?
Man. I can't lie about that, man. The journey has been tough and it's still tough. So like from going to people's studios, buying equipment and start time, like it's been something that I would say like hectic, like, you know, like learning, putting projects together, sometimes, you know, the feedback is not good. Like a lot of stuff, man, a lot of stuff that has been happening since I started. So the journey hasn't been so, so good, man. I'll be honest with you, man. It hasn't been so good because you reach a level where, man, you feel like you're unappreciated, man. Like you're like, you're putting in a lot, you're pushing a lot. So I won't say the journey has been so, so smooth, man. Because even right now, man, just grinding, grinding. Yeah.
platforms like Nouvelle Live are out here to, you know, to support, to push the people. They're unappreciated, you know, to keep the conversation going. And I get what you're saying. Literally, the whole industry, if I should say, is dead, but alive. You know, like it's dead but living. They, you know, there is each and every person's struggle. And I feel like amidst all this grind, I think there are things that you have, you know, probably achieved or understood, even known better. Because the other week I was speaking to Jesse Bionjo, and he told me the independent route. Actually, everyone in Uganda is practically independent. There are very few that are on a label, and we are all practically independent. And everything is blood, sweat, and tears, you know. So the question I'm trying to say, is there something that you figured out from the grind itself? Like, you know, where you can say, probably I've achieved this, I've learned this because I didn't have this. I'll give you my story, and I think I've already told you a number of times. When I was starting out, you know, trying to push projects, no one was pushing me. So, and I put my resources together, and then I'm like, you know what, let me start up something like this that I can push to the people, you know. I don't know if there are some moments where you say, you know, I wouldn't be up to this point if I got everything easy. I don't know if I should put the question that way.
Man, I just wish everything was easy, man. I just wish everything was easy. But let me tell you this, like, the grind teaches you lots of tricks and how to maneuver through the hardships of this music. You get, like, at first I never knew anything about production, okay?
Yeah.
But I had things that I felt I should put in my songs, mm-hmm. and the producers couldn't do the things that I wanted, like things that I failed to put in the song. You get? So the grind helped me to realize that I can actually learn how to make music. Okay, I can do it because, first of all, the fees, the studio fees were expensive. You get expensive. And like me, I always went to studio to pour out my heart, and I always needed a lot of time, like, to make sure the project is done. But I was like, they used to give me a few like little time to work on the projects and stuff like that. So the grind taught me to do things, like to figure out things on my own. Like, it has taught me to figure things out on my own, because I realize in this industry, like, nobody can help you unless, like, if you don't help yourself, you get. So another thing I learned that man, you can't expect to drop a song and then everyone is going to like you. Like, it's going to like you. It's going to like what you dropped. It's going to just flood on your stuff. So I think the hustling has helped me and is shaping me, that if at one point I break out, or like I break out and whatever, like, I'll be strong. Like, I'll be prepared for anything. You get? I've been rejected. Like, I've been rejected. People have said, like, okay, I've received bad comments about the stuff, like, you know, the grind. People, like, you know, a lot of stuff, man. Like, you know what goes around the music. So
yeah, I do.
Disappointed. Like, I've tried to reach out to the bigger artists and then I'm disappointed. Like, reach out to producers and I'm disappointed. So, like, these things have taught me and they're teaching me that, like, not that everyone is there, like, is there for you, man. Like, you have to be there for yourself. You have to work hard and put yourself out there, man. it doesn't matter how many projects, because like you see, like when I was starting, I thought it was all about producing music and record and put it out there. And then like, then you get struck by anxiety, depression, and all that stuff. You get. So yeah. This hustle has taught me patience. Okay, patience, working hard, put things together, make money, put a small studio, create, reach out to people, be patient. So I think I'm thankful for that. However, I would like to be, I would have liked it to be very easy, man, like very easy for, you know, to break out and things like that. But I know it's teaching me, man, it's teaching me. Yeah. And I'm still learning.
Right.
Yeah.
That's dope. I mean, the grind pays eventually. I know that sounds cliche, but with due time, the grind definitely has to pay, because everything like you've summed up, I think, is for everyone who, for lack of a better word, ignorant about the industry might have gone through. Because when you start out, you think everything is straightforward, and then until you realize, you're like, wait, this is a jungle. I have to, you know, network. I have to reach out to people, send out emails. And you know, I've been doing the Better Creative series, trying to talk about these things, because I've lived the journey. Like I've gone through all these things, like I've seen them. I go from the guy who was trying to be out there to the guy who's behind, and listening and receiving the content that is sent by, you know, their artists. And like I mentioned, I'm always in shock when so many people make the mistakes that most of us have. You know, next week I'm going to be having a conversation with LP of Lyrical Proof. Right now,
Lyrical Proof,
He's a business manager at Swang, but these are the people we looked out for. You know, all those days, and they made their mistakes. We learned from them, and I'll have him on the podcast so that, you know, we talk about ABCD. And that's the reason why, you know, I set up this platform. Though sometimes, you know, you feel like giving up, pushing the people. And then, you know, this is just a noble job. Some of us are passionate out of it. The good things that we get out of, you know, this grind, we thank God. But the passion is, you know, trying to lift up everyone. And I don't know if I'm saying too much, but exactly what you said. And if I asked you, what advice do you give anyone starting out, I think you already gave it to me in your experience.
Yes, thank you. Thank
you. All right. And I know you got to keep going, and we out here, to, you know, to push you. So let's move on to the latest single that is out, Baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus. Baby Jesus. Let me sample you a little bit, you guys.
All good, bro. Yeah?
Can you hear it? Can you hear it?
Yeah, turn it up a bit.
Hey, it's on, eh? Back. Uncle Wayne is out. Did not say. Hey, I ain't gotta worry like baby Jesus. God on my side like baby Jesus. Wise man on my right, baby Jesus. I'm a star, baby Jesus. I ain't gotta worry like baby Jesus. God on my side like baby Jesus. Wise man on my right, baby Jesus. I'm a star, baby Jesus. Like a matrix. I'm near for the key, got a level 7 bond of the rock game. She said she love my style, I say what style. She likes the way I ride, I'm not surprised. I'm just a race close to you like a host pipe. The word of God rule me like an x-ray. It's enough to see the tape. I'm the rain cousin, new song alert. You keep the streets talking, you think I lost it.
I'm like, what was that? You see the slick blade? I'm the medication, bar after bar. I make them all clean. You don't need homo to have it so clean. I'm a shame like Paul and I kill pain. Unpredictable, like the weather, baby. I'm being through the wire, like Kanye West. They said the best is yet to come. I'm the one, baby. I ain't got no worries, like baby Jesus. God on my side, like baby Jesus.
Yo. that's okay. The new thing, man.
Yeah. You know, I've checked it out. That's a dope song right there.
Thank you, man.
I was wondering whether it's going to be like Ngayesu, because Ngayesu also had another feel. You know, that whole dancehall kind of, you know, Afrobeats kind of vibe.
Yeah.
It's a dope one.
You know, the Ngayesu song was like an experimental project.
Yeah. Right. Talk about the new single.
The current single is Baby Jesus, featuring Paul Payne from Zambia. Paul Payne is a Zambian artist, like hardworking Zambian artist. And we've been friends for a long time, like since 2015, 2014, around there. So he's a graphic designer and all that. But we've normally talked about working, and all along we've been talking about making music, but the times were not right because he was busy doing other stuff, working on his projects. I was busy trying to figure things out as a producer and as an artist, and then the side works, you know, the hustle. So a month ago, we thought of doing a project together because he was free and I was also free. Like, and we're like, yo, let's make some music together because it's been a long time coming. And yeah, one night in the studio, I was making a beat and I liked the vibe. I dropped a hook on it. But the inspiration, basically, the song, was just like me feeling free, like feeling free. Like, because when I look back at my life, I see a big difference, like a big difference. Mm-hmm. Like right now, I'm able to make music without being on pressure, without no pressure. Stressing. Yeah, without stressing and all. Like, I feel like,
instead, you're applying the pressure.
Yes, I'm applying the pressure. Like, I feel like I can produce any song that I want. I feel like I can, you know, I can make any song that I want right now. And I feel like a star already. Like, in me, I feel like I'm great. That's like, no lie. Yeah, we ended up with a Baby Jesus song, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But simply, the song is metaphorically talking about the life of Jesus. You get? Yeah, that the song talks about the life of Jesus. It says, like, you know what I say? I ain't got no worries like baby Jesus. God on my side like baby like Jesus. Baby Jesus. Yeah. Yes. Wise man on my right like baby Jesus. I'm a star like baby Jesus. You know that Jesus Christ was a star. He was a star in his times, like for real, he was a star. So when, like, she like me, like being a Christian hip-hop artist, I always want to look like Jesus. You get it? I want my songs to be at least attached to Jesus' life. You get it? So the song metaphorically talks about Jesus. And yeah, I'm just glad that the song is out there. And yeah, some people like it.
All right. So earlier on, I was trying to say, like, you talk about how collaborations, because I noticed you have several with, I think there was, now there is Paul Payne, but
yeah,
some years back, you did a project with, I think, another Zambian artist called Marcin.
Marcin, yes. Yeah. Yes, yes.
It looks like you have a Zambian connect.
Those are my brothers, man. Those guys are, man. Yeah, I like those guys. I like those guys. Like, actually, they're, man, they helped me out because, yeah, they helped me to share, like, by, like, in sharing their music with the Zambian people. Because I have a few fans that side, man. I have some fans in Zambia, actually. I have people who listen to my stuff there. Yeah.
Which is dope, you know. You're not trying to limit your reach within here.
Of course, man. And
as the scripture says, the prophet is never loved from where he's from, you know, the home, until,
yes, exactly,
the edited exactly version sounds like this, until he probably blows up out there and then
true. You see, Sean, yeah, like my target is not only Uganda, man, it's just the world. You get, I just want the, yeah, world. I want the earth. Like, I just like every time I'm making music or making a song, I'm not looking at only Uganda. You get, I'm not looking at only Uganda. I'm looking at the vast variety of people, like a bigger picture, sir. Because due to the presence of the internet, I realized that you can reach a million people with just one click, one share. You get, so my music is not limited. It's not limited. That's why I'm always collaborating. Right now, like I'm collaborating with a lot of artists. I have Nigerians, I have Zambians, I have Americans. Like you see, the song I did with two Americans, no, with an American.
Let it shine.
Yes, Let It Shine. That brother right there, it's called Aaron Page. Yeah, and then I have a song with the Sammy Smiles, Ugandan but best in America. Yeah. So I'm trying to, you know, to spread the wings out. You know, I never, I used not, like, I wasn't used with the collaborations, man. Like, you know, but yeah. I realized, man, the more you collaborate, the more you tap into different audiences, the more people get to know about you and, you know, things like that.
And that game right there, that's game for free. These young artists should know this. That's game, like, you're kicking knowledge right there.
yes, yeah, bro. That's the truth. That's the truth. You have to like, for example, like, I'm not a big artist, you get. So all I do is look for other artists who are like me out there. Like, we grow together.
Yeah, strength in numbers.
Yes, we grow together. Like, anytime that artist can hit, can be a big artist over there. Anytime.